This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Quick, look at your radio. 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, 1090 KTGO, 1460 KLTC. Maybe you're staring at an iHeart app or AM 1100 The Flag app or 1090 KTGO. However you're listening, hear me loud and clear, folks. God bless you. Thank you very much. We appreciate you. We sure do, and we're here for you. Anything we can do. COVID-19 battles or anything else, we got your back, okay? 800-228-0550. This hour brought to you in part by Jim the Flagpole Guy. Ladies and gentlemen, the world's greatest flagpole installer, entrepreneur. You call him at 571-FLAG, and there you go. So you're saying a lot of people have used their social distancing and their sheltering in place and all those great terms we have for this COVID virus crisis as one to plan for how the flagpole is going to go up?
Scott, I want to say that Gail, I did get one response. She says, yeah, I want to use my whatever money for, I'm going to buy a flagpole. I'm like, well, that's one good way of doing it because all that money just stays right here in America. And that's a pretty good deal. You know, we got a lot of reasons to celebrate, you know, out of the darkness, it always comes the dawn, you know, and I'm thinking about like in our history, Scott, where, you know, blacks were down and we all know that story, but on April 23rd, 1954, Hank Aaron knocks out his first home run of his Major League Baseball career. 20 years later, Aaron becomes baseball's new home run king when he broke Babe Ruth's long-standing record of 114 career homers. That was today in history. I think that's kind of cool to reflect on what America really is. And
do you know that Hank Aaron was the... My dad was a mega Minnesota Twins fan. I mean mega. Brought us to Met Stadium when we were, you know, knee-high to a grasshopper. And so it was hard not to like a lot of those Twins, Tony Oliva, Harmon Kilbrew, all back in the day. But Aaron was my favorite. Hank Aaron was my absolute favorite because of that very thing. That transformed me. I absolutely loved it. Still to this day, can remember, the build-up to it and the lead-up to it and when it happened and... pretty amazing. So, and you can tell we're getting ready to have a normal life again when we're talking about the NFL draft. Wasn't that the first call of the day, Todd? Was it first call? I think it was first call. Had a suggestion for a successful NFL draft. It was find out who the Browns want to draft and draft anybody else, right? And here's Jim talking a little baseball today, and Hank Aaron in that memory. So, you're right. And what's more American than baseball, right?
Yeah, we need to counter all this negativity and all this stuff going on. Actually, you know, I feel like there's a lot of enemies out there, and we just need to keep doing the next right thing for the next right reason, because if you get millions of people that know they're free and they're just going to keep on working and keep trying to figure out how to solve the problems, we'll come out of this okay. You know, and you can do that. One way to do that, I'm getting people all the time, they're really actually wanting to take a stand in what they believe, and they're buying flagpoles because now is the time, you know. And we are never been, and isn't it interesting, Scott, that when God gives you a blessing, you know, he gives you all other things that will help you. And we're here in a very large facility and an office and a computer and all kinds of fancy, you know, post office scaled.
That's right. You're growing and growing. Got seamstress now that can fix your flags up. I mean, there's...
Her name is Mary Beth. She's the
Mary
best.
Beth, the seamstress. So call Jim right now. Get set. Join the effort to per capita have more flags up, ladies and gentlemen, than anybody in America right here in North Dakota. That's what we're going to do to come out of this. 701-571-FLAG, 571-FLAG, or online at ND. flagpoleguy.com. See you, Jim.
Thank you. God bless you. God bless
you. Joe and Bismarck, Jesse and Hazen, TP and VC, and Chris heading to Newtown, all waiting to weigh in here today, and our guest that they get to ask questions of, make comments for, is here, Senator John Holman, back with us on What's on Your Mind. Senator, how are you?
Good, Scott. Good to be with you this morning.
Well, I saw that call on the board from Newtown, from Chris here, that we're going to chat with in a moment, and I thought, you know, Newtown is a great example of a community that has been transformed by oil and gas development. There are many out there, but you look at that Main Street now versus where it was, and I think, too, about, you know, all the lives that have been changed, you know, on our tribes, especially MHA Nation. I mean, when people are you know, choosing between jobs, and it's just been incredible. And obviously, that industry's taken one heck of a blow in the last year, and certainly this COVID crisis is another example of it. You know, sometimes we just have to wait these things out with oil and gas. Other times we can say, hey, there's some things we can do. But we're certainly at war with Saudi Arabia here. We're at war with other folks that don't want our shale producers to succeed. And I know you've been working hard to make a difference in that regard. What do you got in your toolbox you think can bridge this gap?
Well, that's it, Scott. I mean, it's a huge industry for our state. Obviously, a lot of people have their jobs in the oil and gas industry in North Dakota, second largest oil and gas producing state in the country. And it's so vital to our nation, you know, that energy supply and national security. So, yeah, absolutely, we have to work hard to help and support them. And I was on a call with the president, President Trump, and with Secretary Mnuchin, Chief of Staff Mark Meadows on Sunday, and other Republican senators. We were talking about this. And one of the things I asked them to do is to make sure that our companies have access to credit. So like you say, first we've got to stop any foreign crude dumping. So use the Section 232 anti-dumping provisions to make sure that, you know, other countries, whether it's Saudi Arabia, Russia, or anyone else, is not undermining our industry, which the president has really led on. And we need to, you know, continue to make sure that's the case, and that oil price war we talked about. For our smaller companies, you know, we've got the PPP program, the Paycheck Protection Program, to help those smaller companies. And the House is going to act today and get that funded up. We've already done it in the Senate. I've got legislation in, both bipartisan in the House. It's been introduced. I'm working it in the Senate to buy oil for the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. And the other thing I talked to the president about was this access to credit through that market stabilization loan program that we put in place for the smaller companies that got the PPP, for those mid-sized companies. They need access to credit. And so I asked Mnuchin to work with Secretary of Energy Brulette and make sure that, you know, that lending program works for our energy industry so they have access to credit. And they're making progress on that. I don't know how many times I've talked to the Secretary of Energy as well. He called me and texted me the day before yesterday, said they're making progress. You know, again, it's just part of a plan to make sure we're supporting our oil and gas industry and you know, all those workers out there, and an industry that's very important for our country.
All right, a couple things. Let's break these down. One, to stop the dumping. I know that there were some tankers from Saudi Arabia headed here with their oil, and obviously that's part of the dumping that went on with Saudi Arabia. I know Senator Cramer had said, turn them around. Where are you at? You like that idea? Turn them around? Is the president up for that?
That's the key. Is remember that we worked really hard with the president, and I brought it up to him way back on March 10th about ending this oil price war between Saudi and Russia. And he of course, intervened there and worked hard to do that. And now we need to make sure that that's enforced, right, that you don't have Saudi or anyone else coming in here and putting oil into our market and undercutting our market unfairly. And that's the Section 232 where he has both the ability to essentially stop them from either delivering or put tariffs on. And it's about enforcing the agreement and making sure that these countries aren't, the OPEC plus countries, Russia and the others, aren't, are abiding by that agreement and that price war.
All right, let's talk to Chris here, heading to Newtown. Senator John Hovind on the line for you. Chris, comment, question, go ahead.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. Actually, it's kind of both. I didn't realize Senator Hovind was going to be on, but works out even better. I just have a question / observation. What is the symbolism of the gold fringe around the flag at the presidential briefings? If you don't know, look it up. Just want to encourage your listeners to do some research on what's really going on. I'll hang up and list your reply. Thank you.
All right. Well, sounds like a good idea. I have no idea. Do you know, Senator, what the gold represents?
You know, I'm not. I'd have to check on that, too.
Yeah. I bet it's something good. I bet it's something.
Yeah, well, I think so, too. See, one other thing I want to throw in here, too, while we're talking, is last night I also asked both the President and Secretary Mnuchin if the state could use the funding they get in the coronavirus relief fund to help support the unemployment insurance fund. So think about all these companies out there, Scott, as they're coming out and opening up and getting back to work, that insurance fund's hit really hard. They could see a huge spike in their premiums. So that funding that we've gotten out to the states, including North Dakota, which is very substantial, it's in North Dakota's case, it's like $1.25 billion. They actually can now use funding from that coronavirus relief fund for the unemployment insurance fund. Should make a big difference for our companies across the state, and again,
we mentioned
that's
that
about keeping those workers employed.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've got to work through this and get our economy.
I want to talk more about the workforce, too, when we come back with Senator Hovind. Don't go away, folks. More on What's on Your Mind after this.
Ryan Wiege is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more than likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Hi, Lacey here from Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Rumor has it, we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall around them is cracking, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait till spring.
Call us today at 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount. Precision Concrete Cutters will help you get a jump on spring.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
We're starting it up, folks. Coming back. The Renaissance, the resurrection is underway. No stinking virus is going to keep us down, by golly. The best and the brightest on it. And away we go. It's not going to be easy, though. We know that. It's going to be a challenge come back. Just a lot of folks out there whose lives have been turned upside down as a result of this in so many ways. We're praying for you. We're rooting for you. We're here to help you in any way we can. That from the team at DAC Diesel, too, by the way, who want me to pass along their word of thanks for the truckers out there that are keeping America going, the supply chains going. They've not stopped, and they get treated rather poorly, I might add, because of some dumb regulations that say you can't have a shower or you can't come in and eat a meal, even if it's four booths away from somebody else. Oh, my gosh. Some of them, oh, I got a porta potty out front. Oh, thank you very much. That's nice if you've been 2,000 miles, right? But you know what? They're still doing it. They're not complaining. They're hard at it. And if you got a breakdown, DAC Diesel of Bismarck, give you a great place to take a break and get that thing running again. 701-258-5011. Call them online at DACDiesel.com. Back with Senator Hoeven and more of our conversation today on What's on Your Mind. Jesse in Hazen has a question or comment. Go ahead, Jesse.
Well, good morning, guys. I didn't realize I'd be on with Senator Hoeven two times this week. I want to thank you guys for that egg show a couple nights ago. And hopefully we can.
Thanks for calling in, Jesse.
You bet. In our state. You bet. The comment I had for today is, you know, I live in Mercer County. We've got 3 power plants, 2 coal mines, and a gasification plant. We've got 2 large grocery stores that service our whole area. And all the other, we got a hospital in our county, and all the other businesses that are quote unquote essential workers out there. 50% of the workers in those power plants and coal mines are from our county. The other 50% are from outside, so Bismarck, Minot, Dickinson, and everywhere in between. Up to this point, we've got 0 positive reported cases in Mercer County. My question is, COVID is definitely, it's out there, and it's doing harm to our state and our country, but if it's as deadly and as communicable as it's supposed to be, why do we not see essential workers left and right getting sick and ending up in hospitals and dying if it's so bad? And it's just, we're killing our economy, and in our state, between the oil and the ag sector, we've got a big, big issue here, and we really need to get things open back up.
So, Jesse, this is John. Yeah, first off, thanks for calling in on ag and energy. I mean, two things I work on all the time. I'm ag, energy, and small business. I mean, talk about just vital to our economy. And you're right, we got to get the economy open and going. And I think, you know, you kind of hit on a point that I like to make a lot, and that is that, you know, here in North Dakota, I mean, we have people that use good common sense. They're smart, solid people. You talked about all the essential workers. They know how to take the proper precautions in terms of social distancing, stay home if you're sick, wash your hands, all those kind of things. And I think at the end of the day, whether it's here in North Dakota or across America, it comes down to the American people. We do need to get this economy open and going to get people back to their jobs and their lives. And at the end of the day, it'll come down to the American people taking the necessary and the proper precautions to do it. And that's, I think, what you're seeing in North Dakota, and that's what you were describing up in your county and with those essential workers.
We've been blessed, I believe, Jesse and Senator Hoeven, to not have a lot of edicts under Governor Burgum. It's been one of the states with the least amount of strings. People wanted the label shelter in place, but really we had, you know, some of those similar things taken care of with, you know, restaurants, bars, you know, and some of your concerts and whatnot. But I would really encourage anybody in business anywhere in North Dakota to say, okay, the executive orders come off April 30th. They've told you if you're covered by those, work with the Department of Commerce. And that just means, here's our plan. Here's what we're going to do. It doesn't mean, you know, you get a special blessing or something. It's just good practices that others are using, and they're putting people together from different businesses to plan that out. Do it. Get going. I mean, if I was a mayor and I'm in Mercer County and there's 2 cases, I'd say every business is open now. You're open now under the order of this mayor. Go. And, you know, go talk to the governor. Go talk to, you know, the federal government. Tell them what you're doing. You're being smart. But I think some of this, we stand around and wait for somebody to tell us whether we can open or not. That's not a good idea. Just be smart about it. This isn't really hard in North Dakota. Most people are going to get this right, aren't they, Senator?
Well, they are. We've got, you know, just smart, capable, self-reliant people. They'll take the proper precautions. And then the key is, and this is something the governor's been working very hard at, is if you have an outbreak in a certain place, that you have the ability to respond and respond well. And you've seen that, for example, in Grand Forks, where the governor and the healthcare workers and everybody, you know, they're responding. Matter of fact, I think the National Guard's up there today doing testing. So again, yeah, it led by our people. doing the right things and then having the backup precautions in place.
Let's go to TP. You're next on What's On Your Mind. TP and VC, that's got a ring to it there. What's up?
Well, I was just, good morning to everybody. And as far as the fringe on the flag, I seem to vaguely remember that the fringe on the flag has to do with the flag of the Admiralty. But
well, you're right. And we Senator Hovind and I were trying to decide, was it the seal that he was talking about with the gold or was it the flag? Do you remember what he was saying? Is it flag or is it seal? The presidential seal.
Well, it was the fringe on the flag.
Okay.
You know, some flag has that gold fringe on it.
And it's something to do with martial law, right? And if it's displayed in a court, that's what it means. I believe. Did anything else you want to get in there? We just got a minute left, so I want to hurry and
get to. Oh yeah, I real quick, like I have heard that a certain blood type is not affected by the coronavirus, and that is AB type blood. And I happen to have AB positive type blood. And the only other rarer one was being AB negative. And I'm curious about that for, you know how it is. I saw it on the radio, so it's got to be true.
You saw it on the radio. Good for you. We're glad you did. What, have you heard that, Senator? And what do you think of the science community so far and the advice they've given the presidents and governors and others in Congress?
Yeah, you know, I don't know if that's true, but obviously some people don't get it or they're asymptomatic. We know that. And exactly why, I don't know, and that'd be a question for those healthcare professionals.
All right. You mentioned unemployment earlier. What else can be done for workers? I know, obviously, we help the companies are able to keep their workforce in place, so that's a piece of the puzzle. But there's a huge wealth of great talent out there that's on the bench right now. What can be done for them?
Yeah, right on. So that's, of course, why we're getting the checks out, the $1,200 for adults, $500 for individuals. That's key to get them through. Then the PPP program, Paycheck Protection Program, really is about keeping them attached to those businesses so they don't lose their job. And the other thing is the Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program through the SBA. I was able to get farmers included in that. That includes a $10,000 grant and then a loan of up to $2 million. Again, that's about getting small businesses, farmers, ranchers, entrepreneur through this stretch. And then the other piece is the unemployment insurance, which is why I mentioned it's so important to keep that going. For a lot of our self-employed, independent contractors, they now qualify for that assistance where they traditionally haven't through the federal assistance we're providing. So, again, about keeping those entrepreneurs, small businesses going, because that's where the workers can have their jobs and get paid.
Thanks, Senator. Always appreciate the time. Senator John Hovind with us on What's On Your Mind. More coming up.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Stocks are higher in early trading on Wall Street despite the fact the Labor Department has just reported that just over 4.4 million American workers filed first-time claims for benefits last week, bringing the total for the past 5 weeks to over 26 million as the coronavirus pandemic grinds down the economy. Former President Obama says there's no coherent national plan in the battle against the virus, the 44th president making the claim in a tweet yesterday saying the country is still waiting for a strategy. Tornadoes kill at least 6 people in the nation's south yesterday, including in Texas, where one big tornado swept through Polk County.
The wind was blowing so strong, it blew part of my back porch down, and we ran into the bathroom with my chihuahuas.
The south faces a tornado risk again today, and this is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You're waiting for, right?
Florida in February.
Some people said, hey, I just want to get back to church. Some people said, I want to get outside. Some people said, I want happy hours. Some people said, I want to see people again. We've got some great suggestions today. We're giving away a free MyPillow from our friend Mike Lindell today for everybody answering our questions of the day. What do you miss most was one of the questions. What else did we ask? There were three, I think. Kind of reopening. Should we reopen? We reopen now. When I say reopen, again, you know, things are open now, but there are a number of things that are not open that could be open. But because, I mean, read a newspaper, watch TV, you know, listen to the news, and you don't know, you know, can I be open? Well, should I be open? Lose that. Just lose that altogether. And start thinking about how to do this. Call your mayor. Say, Mayor, can you lead the charge? Can we be the freest city in all of North Dakota? We'll work with you in the business community. You go to the state, tell them, here's our plan. Just do the state by state. Then go to the Commerce Department, say, what do you think? How are we doing here? Great. Thumbs up. Go. And again, everybody is right now free to reopen, with the exception of those covered under the executive orders, which is a short list, the shortest list in the country. But it's there. Movie theaters, concerts, personal care. Those are all April 30th, the shackles come off, as long as you have a plan and you work with the Department of Commerce. But we're all waiting for a little something. Texter says, I'm sorry I missed the senator. He has my support. However, a $1,200 direct unemployment payment, or rather direct, that's not an unemployment payment, I know what you mean, direct payment, September 15th, because the IRS can't figure out how to get our direct deposit. $600 a week unemployment for 3 weeks. We are waiting for directions from the federal government. I know what they're saying. I know what they're saying. Because that's not a long-term fix. I think workforce issues have to be dealt with. And I think especially like, for instance, okay, the oil industry. Oil and gas industry funds half of the taxes in the state of North Dakota. Half. So the Marshall Plan to say, how are we going to do this? What are we going to advocate on the federal level, nationally, internationally? What are we going to do to keep the workforce in place? I don't have any answers. I don't know. But I'm saying we should be around a table trying to figure that out. Just because of the link between everything that's funded by state government and an industry. So that's pretty important, too. All right, let's talk about higher ed a little bit here today, should we? We're going to talk about the new normal in higher ed. We're going to talk about using the time that you got back as a result of this endeavor wisely for your future, with a real pro at all of that. That's Rachel Brash. She's executive director of the University of Mary's online division. Rachel, how are you?
Good morning, Scott. Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing really good, especially now that I get to, a chance to talk to you a little bit and help folks find a way to shape their own future. You know, there's downsides, obviously, to everything that's happened, but there's also upsides. There's time at home. There's, you know, time back that you can decide, gosh, what am I going to do with this? And I understand a lot of people have chosen wisely to say business, healthcare, education, counseling. I want to be in an area that interests me, and I want a degree, I want a certificate, and I want to do it from home, and you've been helping them. Am I right?
That's absolutely right. We know that the people of North Dakota are resilient, and so are our employers. We have such a dynamic workforce here, just like you've been talking about all morning, and we need to make sure that if we continue to be resilient, that we make sure that we help both people looking to expand skill sets, but also all the businesses out there. Our job is to make sure that your workforce is adaptable and able to meet the needs of the situation, whatever it may be. And certainly none of us expected this, right? We didn't expect this. We're supposed to be planning right now, Scott. Our commencement was supposed to happen on Saturday. And so we're looking at a different environment. But right now is a time for us to evaluate, are we where we need to be? Is our business, where does our business go from here? And who are the partners, right? And there's lots of partners out there, and the University of Mary is proud to be one of them.
So I know you have the classes starting again May 4th. And right now, obviously, those are online. But you guys do a nice mix of saying, pick what works best for you, online, in person, whatever. So in this case, maybe you'd rather be in person, but you don't want to wait. So could I start May 4th online and then at some point transition to a mix of in-person as well?
Yes, absolutely. We're excited to open up our campus again and have those on-site classes. We have classes that start every 5 weeks. And so a lot of our students choose that combination because sometimes they want particular classes on-site or it works out better. And then a lot of times our students just need the flexibility of online. They're leading really busy lives. And one of the items that we're really excited about is a new scholarship program that we've put in place with all of our business partners. We have them across the state. And we've always provided a scholarship to employees of those partners. But we wanted to expand that out a little bit. And so now for our employees of business partners, they get their first class free if they start this summer. We have classes starting May 4th and then again on June 8th. Or maybe you want to start this summer or this fall. You want to start in September. You can get that first class free to get you on the right foot, to get you on that path so that you can go on and maybe you want to finish up your bachelor's degree. We can take all that work experience and maybe some college credits that you have and put that towards the program. Or maybe it's time for that master's degree, and we can help you out with that, too.
I was told the story on the air before, but, you know, I grew up in the family business, which was radio, and worked full-time since I was a freshman in high school, part-time since I was 12. Just what you do in a family business, don't think anything of it. And early 80s, you know, things were tough, to say the least. Thank you, Jimmy Carter. And you know, parents were dealing with 21% interest rates and, you know, really, really tough times. So there was no chance I was going to be able to afford to go to college at that point. So they said, here's the deal. Run the Granite Falls operation just down the road from Montevideo and keep that afloat. And then, you know, once we get things stabilized, then you can come back. Well, they never really stabilized. And I never, from that point, ever obviously seriously considered going back to college until the University of Mary came along and said, hey, here's the deal. And the great thing that I found is I had done so many things. I mean, worked full-time since I was a freshman in high school and a manager by the time I was 21 and all that. I had a lot of experience that normally would be, you know, not worth all that much. But in the case of the University of Mary, they did the work to say, okay, here's where you're at. You're ways down the road towards your college degree. That's awesome. I mean, that really is incredible. And I know you guys do a really good job of helping people put all that together and get on that path and ultimately get to a degree quicker. Right, Rachel?
That's right. And it's important that we validate all of that experience because not everybody has this linear path. that they go directly from high school to college and then career and all of that, it doesn't fall into place that easily. And that's okay, because all of that experience that you have, let's put that towards your program. Let's make sure that we can get you finished up sooner. We want you out there back in the workforce and getting that dream job and moving up and doing what you're called to do. That's what we're really here for. And so all it really takes is that very first step. Just give us a call. Talk to us about what you're looking for and what your dreams are and what's important to you, and then let us help you find that program that's going to be right for you.
The reason I bring it up is, you know, I really avoided the thing, there's just no way, I don't have time to go back to school. It's never, you know, once you're off and running in the workforce to make it a few bucks, then forget about it. You just constantly come up with reasons not to do it. So I just thought it just wasn't realistic. And when I first started this conversation, this was 10 years ago or more, you know, I'm like, wow. You know, this just makes it so easy. So it really isn't go back to school. It is, you know, find a way to get that degree to enhance your, you know, employment and compensation options where you're at now, or in a new degree while you're doing what you're doing as a mom or a dad or, you know, working at a job. I mean, the flexibility, pretty incredible. And University of Mary seems to have, you know, pioneered that in a way that others are having to follow now at this point to be able to get that workforce, those kind of options. You've really done that well. How do you shape that? How do you constantly evolve and do that, Rachel?
It's all about the relationships with the people of the state. That's what it really comes down to, and finding out what is it that you as a business leader really, really need. And then also, too, people have all sorts of ideas and hopes and aspirations of where they want to go, but they don't always know how to get there. And that's where the personalized assistance really comes into play. Because if you're not a business partner with the University of Mary, but you're thinking about how am I going to adapt in this next stage of our business, give us a call. If you know that you need skill sets, if you know that you need, you know, people who have a particular skill set, come and talk to us about our students. That's our job. That's our job, to serve the state of North Dakota. And so we want to make sure that we're providing all the right classes, that they're offered every single 5 weeks, and that we're providing the scholarships for the people who need them, because we want to make this affordable for people and we want to make it accessible. That's really critical, especially now. This is the time to go back and say, I'm ready. I'm really, really ready, where maybe I just want to start out by taking a couple classes. I want to put my feet in the water. That's okay. We'll help you do that, and you can do it much easier than you might think. The hardest part is just making that first phone call.
I have less than a minute left, but can you think of just an example, just a generic example of somebody that's taken the plunge and what makes you most proud of what you do there? I know there are so many, but tell me one. Tell me one of the stories of somebody that's done this and done it well.
I was speaking with a student who never thought that they could go back to get their bachelor's degree. And they went on to their bachelor's, and somebody important in their life said, you know what, you should go on for your master's. And that individual, her name is Mary, and she's going to be graduating with her doctor of nursing practice here. She's finishing up her semester this week. And she went from being somebody who said, I just want to be just an entry-level healthcare person, to being a doctorally prepared nurse who's serving her area. She's serving the people that she grew up with. She's serving her family, and she's serving her community. And she would have never thought that, but all it took is for somebody to say, you can do this. And we were there for them.
Yeah, I love that. Love that story. And talk about a career field that's open with all kinds of opportunities and need right now. Pretty amazing. Rachel Brash, director of the University of Mary Online. Incredible program. They've been real pioneers. And, of course, higher ed is transforming in the direction they've been for a lot of decades. That's why they're pioneers. Thank you, Rachel. UMary.edu for all the info, folks. UMary.edu.
The Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year, and supports
supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
This is Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I want to take this time to thank Scott and the What's on Your Mind program for helping a small business like ours during this time of crisis. I would also like to ask all the What's on Your Mind listeners to help us out during this crisis. Our products have always delivered every day made better. Now more than ever is it needed in your daily life. If you know anyone who could benefit from the daily ritual of a hot tub or a sauna, or even one of our many game tables, please refer them directly to me at 701-238-9837. I will reach out and provide them with a virtual tour, help them decide on the right wellness product, offering 12 months, no interest, no payments, delivering within 2 to 7 days, and I will provide you with a free referral fee up to $300, depending on the product. You and I and Everyday Made Better will win this crisis. My number again, 701-238-9837. 701-238-9837. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. A miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Love that. Hold your head up. Come on. You can do that, can't you?
Amen.
What's on Your Mind is powered by Schwann Buick GMC. .com. Committed to the health and well-being of their employees and customers. They are holding their heads high, open for business. They understand the importance of reliable transportation and continue to provide the products and services you need. Meanwhile, they have taken extra precautions about sales and service to help keep you safe. If you're not comfortable coming in, you can purchase or lease over the phone or online. They'll even come right to you. Check out Shop, Click, Drive at SchwannBuickGMC.com with approved credit. 0% APR for 84 months plus 120 deferred payments. 120-day deferred payment. Your first payment not for 120 days. If your vehicle needs service, ask about their pickup and delivery options as well. Family-owned, community-driven, we care. We're here to help. We'll get through this together. Schwann, Buick, GMC.com. Yes, open. Reopen slowly, smartly. Reopen. Reopen ASAP. Open. Reopen May 1. I missed my morning coffee group in church. Reopen. Reopen everything. I can choose to visit each business I am comfortable visiting. Reopen. I miss haircuts. I'm going to miss haircuts pretty soon, too. What I yeah, it's not going to be pretty. I'm going to have an Al Ahmed hairdo, and I'm just saying. he looks a little too close to the Doc on the Doc Brown on Back to the Future. You know,
where's the light socket?
Yeah. What I miss most, a handshake or a hug. No kidding.
Yeah.
I miss saddling up for a cold beer and a Twins game. Just heard from Dave St. Peter. We're working to get Dave on the program, so look forward to that. Texter says, emailer rather, says, this morning I was in the grocery store. Almost everyone had a mask, but nobody had gloves, or very few. I idled in the cereal aisle and watched as people would pick up a package and put it back. In 15 minutes, I saw four people pick that same package up and put it back.
There you go.
None were wearing gloves.
Is this a guy standing in the checkout aisle with his glove in his mouth?
That'd be me. I think our wear the mask message is getting through, but it is masking the glove message. People are forgetting this virus can be coughed several feet, but that can live on surfaces for hours or days. It doesn't live in the air, but on surfaces, says Rory. That's why I think you wash your hands and sanitizer, right? I mean, there's other ways.
Yep.
Todd says, our manufacturing facility is currently working like normal. My concern, based on what I've been dealing with, is basic items like toilet paper, roll towels, and sanitary items. You can't get them online for some reason where you normally could. You can find things on Amazon, but they're more expensive. This will need to be resolved before opening begins in mass, says Todd at Brannick Industries. Thank you, Todd. Good point. All right, tally on the yeses and nos for, this goes back to earlier in the week,
mm-hmm.
Donald Trump, June 1st, Fargo Dome. Do you go yes or no? 545 yes, 60 no. 545 yes, 60 no was the total.
Almost 10 to 1.
And we have more of your comments. We're not going to get to them all today, but I'll text the winner of the MyPillow before we're done. Okay? We'll do that for you for sure right here on the program. All right. Troy, CMC Farm, standing by to tell us how things are in Donnybrook, North Dakota. Is Donnybrook reopened? Have you got it cranked up? Is the Walmart going? Is the mall open? Is the car dealerships going? Everything okay?
Well, we had none of those. We did have one convenience store and gas station, and it has been, the convenience store has closed and says it will not reopen.
Or ever, you mean?
Ever.
Oh, wow. That's a sad deal.
Yeah, they have the pay at the pump is still working, but the convenience store is closed. So, yep, that was a change.
What's the mood out there? What are you hearing from folks?
You know, it's all over the board. There's people that are in the herd mentality. Let's take care of the people that need to be taken care of. And if you're at risk, let's help those people and let the other people work and keep the economy going and be there to take care of those folks. And then there's the people that are locked down, you know, and feel we should all distance. So it's pretty divided.
Very interesting. Well, what isn't divided is that spring is coming. Spring is here, and there's some seed that needs to go on the ground pretty darn quick. And I always like asking you about the horse race, sort of, you know, where things are at, what's most popular, anything sort of leading the pack right now?
Well, some of the experts in the state have concerns already on pasture growth and with shortage of carryover hay and residue in the pastures. And keeping cattle longer with all the things that are happening, that's a big concern. So there we do have all of the crop types for forages and pastures and alfalfas and everything. So we can help people out there and discuss different options for different conditions, because as many times in this region, you know, we will have part of the state, the northeast is colder and wetter, and the southwest, you know, is warmer, and the west is drier. So a person can look and read into these larger trends what you need to, but you also need to look inward specifically to your operation, see your soil types, your cropping history, what type of residue you have, when your late frost dates are, to be aware of that, your local soil temperatures, because they can vary a lot. So that would help you determine how early to go into the field and with what crop types, because they all have different moisture needs, soil temperature needs, different pathogens and things happen in the soil. So those are things we can surely visit with folks about. But always look inward on your specific operation, but be aware of the larger trends. So a lot of crazy differences this year from one area to the other. Some are kind of getting ramped up, and some are, like, still thinking preventive plan.
I know nobody better to just talk through the options with you, have a conversation, help you figure it out, than our friend Troy Coons, ccseedfarm.com, or call 701-482-7865. 482-7865. Thanks, Troy. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow. What's on your mind?
Jensen Brothers Construction is hiring experienced equipment operators right now in North Dakota. They have immediate openings for experienced operators for grading and underground projects in central and western North Dakota. Competitive wages, health insurance, and plenty of hours with a full backlog of work. Apply online at JensenBrothersConstruction.com or call Craig at 701-561-1805. Jensen Brothers Construction, making the earth move since 1947. An equal opportunity employer.
Command Center, this is Tierney Assault 1 reporting for duty.
Tierney Assault 1, your assigned mission for today is to erect the world's greatest symbol of freedom, the American flag display.
Affirmative, Command Center, initiating startup sequence. Command Center, all systems go. Tierney Assault 1, preparing for departure.
Tierney Assault 1, you are cleared for departure. Please exit towards freedom and independence and have a good day.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit ndflagpoleguy.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.